have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. And that's what it's all about, moving the needle. But first, before we move the needle, we have to comprehend and understand. Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is in your world when you decided to hit that play button. I am so grateful. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency. Another episode, and I want to get right into it today because I think this business of dream building, this business of going after a big dream goal is so exciting and so important for each and every person alive to be participating in. It really is. If you only knew, if you could only comprehend the incomprehensible is really what it comes down to, the unimaginable, the ineffable, ineffable, meaning incapable of being expressed or described in words, inexpressible. But I'm going to try to do that here. I'm going to attempt, I'm going to strive to explain just something so you understand how incredibly spectacular your idea is. And this is not just about a big idea. It is about a big idea, but it's about more than that. It's about your purpose. It's about your passion. It's about that burning desire within you. You see, most people reject those big dream goals because they don't think they're possible for their lives. And that's absolutely, positively false. You would not have the idea, you would not even be able to desire the big dream goal unless it was possible, unless it already existed in the field of the universe at some point in time. And this just crazy to even think about it. How in the world could I have this desire and it'd be possible for me, but yet, from my limited human perspective, I don't think I could get there. I don't think I could do that. Well, that is the humanness. That is the small me, the little ego saying, no, stay and play it safe in your comfort zone. But I want you to listen to these words, and then I'm going to do my best to really explain what they're saying. This is from Charles Hanel in a book called The Master Key System. Everyone should have this. It's called The Master Key System. And this is really about manifesting your dreams. I want to read something deep into his book. It's on page 176. It's in his lesson titled, well, he doesn't have titles in here. He has parts in here. And this is part 18. And it's in part 18, and it's number 12, okay? So I'm going to talk about these ideas a little bit and where they came from. You think you got a big idea and then you reject it. You should be very, very cautious what you're doing. It's really not a good idea to reject those big ideas. Charles says, thought is creative, and the principle on which the law is based is sound and legitimate and is inherent in the nature of things. But this creative power does not originate in the individual, but in the universal, which is the source and foundation of all energy and substance. The individual is simply the channel for the distribution of this energy. wow, maybe you need to go back, rewind this, and listen again. I'm going to say it again. Thought is creative, and the principle on which the law is based is sound and legitimate and is inherent in the nature of things. But this creative power does not originate in the individual, but in the universal, which is the source and foundation of all energy and substance. The individual is simply the channel for the distribution of this energy. Okay, thought is creative, right? Thought is creative. So it comes from where? The thought comes from where? It is creative. It comes from the Creator. This little piece here, this little paragraph, says the principle on which the law is based is sound and legitimate and is inherent in the nature of things. That means it is an integral part of all things. But here's the key. This creative power does not originate in the individual, but in the universal. See, it's not coming from that small mini-me. That's why the small mini-me, the limited human perspective, can't comprehend the big dream coming true for so many of us, because it's coming from that limited perspective. It's saying, hey, wait a minute, that's not my idea. My ideas keep us in the comfort zone, keep us safe and sound and secure. You're having this big dream idea. Where's that coming from? And that's the key I want to talk about. Where is this coming from? It's coming from Source. This is the way Source, our Creator, God, call it what you will. Spirit pressing out into visibility through us, wanting to give birth to this energy, to this creative concept, this idea it has. And it wants to do this through you as the distribution point of its energy. Think about how profound that is. The source and foundation of all energy and substance is looking to press out into visibility through us in the form of this idea we've been given. That's why it won't go away. That's why you feel longing and discontent when you're not taking a step every day in the direction of this dream, in the direction of this idea being made manifest in your world. In New Thought, we call this sin, S-I-N. Yes, don't get afraid of the word. Sin is when we miss the mark. It's an old archery term. Sin meaning to, we didn't hit the bullseye. We have to course correct. We have to adjust our aim so we hit the center. To be off center is to sin. That's exactly what we're talking about in our lives. If we've been giving a divine idea, which is our purpose and our passion, and this thing that won't get away, that we're called to be, do, and have, when we're not pursuing it, we call that a sin, missing the mark. So think about that. Think about how profound this is. Something, some energy that we are incapable of even grasping a billionth of the infiniteness it is, has planted a desire and an idea within us, looking to make it manifest, and in its thought process has created us specifically to just do that, to do that thing, thinking, ah, this, my child, you are the very, very best instrument to press more of me out into visibility. Or more of what I am, I am, I am. Because we are actually one with this energy, right? We are one of this energy. The only difference is to what level and degree we are comprehending it. So these big dream goals, these big ideas that you do have, you're sitting there thinking sometimes, wow, where did that come from? Wow, ever since I was a little kid, all I've ever wanted to do is, you get to fill in the blanks. But you know what that is, because it was planted there. You were born with it. This desire was lying dormant, perhaps within you, for a long, 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 long time. But now you're listening to this podcast, and it's the universe trying to keep you on track, to try to get you to wake up, to be aware of this desire. That's not just coming from your limited human perspective. It's coming from something so much more. Again, the incomprehensible, the ineffable, the unimaginable. Source energy has given you that desire. And it would not give you that desire, would not plant that desire if you were not capable of its achievement and attainment and the realization of it. Isn't that profound? Isn't that absolutely remarkable? It doesn't sound so preposterous after all, does it? Well, if this has been planted by me and I know that I can do all things through this source energy, the giver and the gift, and I will always find that inspiration, that wisdom, that guidance within me through the connection to my source, I might as well be going after this because it's what I deeply want. It's what I want more than anything. It's a burning desire. So stop making excuses. Take personal responsibility for this. Go after this thing that you want. Let me help you. Get on the phone. This is so important. This is so profound. I am called to do and dedicate my life to doing this work. It's so important to me. Make it important to you. Reach out. Let's have a conversation about this. Don't let it just say, oh, that's just some pie in the sky idea. I don't know where that came from. Well, I know where it came from. And I'll spend all my days convincing you or working to convince you where it came from. Because it came from our source, our creator. You are incredible. You are magnificent. You are spectacular. You are the light of God, of the divine, pressing out into visibility for a specific purpose. And it's found in that purpose, in that passion, in that big dream idea, that big dream goal. What is it? You can be, do, and have this thing. So don't look at just one area of your lives. Look at yourself spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. What are those desires that you want to be, do, and have? That's where you're going to find this divine idea that's been planted deep within you. It's yours. It's already yours the moment you've been given it. It's just time for you to wake up and say, yes, let's do this thing. And that's where we're at. That's where we're at for today. Listen to this over and over and over again and let it sink in. The repetition will get through to you, will sink in a little bit, and you'll just be, wow. Whoa. Wow. It's what is ours to do. I'd love to be that guide, that coach, that mentor, that accountability partner. That's what I do. Reach out, leave a comment, send a message, text me, call me. My number's out there. You can find me on the website. There's all different ways to shoot me a message. We can use Messenger on social media. Any way you want, reach out. Let's set an appointment. Let's talk about your big dream goal, the one you have no idea how, but that desire that just won't go away. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, and you've been listening to The Genesis Frequency. I thank you.